Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Scholar Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
S2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2YXN, good evening.
KC2NBU.
Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo through the Echo Link. Good evening.
All right, there we go. Let's see. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature of 24 degrees after all one this morning, and we've got all the good stuff. The snow, sleet, freezing rain, everything coming with lots of wind. Jack K. through ZNZ would say all the good stuff. So that's kind of what's going on here, and just glad I'm inside, washed up clean, and ready for bed. We'll say God bless, 73s, N2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, it looks like maybe it'll be ending here soon. I don't know. Hard to read the the Doppler on this one, but sure looks to me like it's starting to wind down here a little bit. But all right, well, you have a good one there, George, and take care. We'll catch up with you later. All right, N5AOW, Bill. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello, Jeff, and everyone on the frequency this evening, N5AOW. Well, not a whole lot. Today I get out in the snow, and there's a bit of snow blowing again. It seems like a never-ending process, but well, it certainly was like a blizzard earlier, late afternoon. Went out to do a little plowing and clean up, but it's been hanging around. The wind's been terrible, and the visibility is absolutely horrible. There's none at times, but maybe it'll, like you say, maybe it'll ease up a little bit in a little while and be the end of it, but I'm not so certain where you won't get a couple more inches in the process. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
All right, Bill. Yeah, it looks like you got a little bit more coming your way there. But hopefully if there's no more coming across the lake, we should be able to wrap this up here before morning anyway. So no more school days anyway. All right. Have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. All right. Let's move over to WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right. Left a little pause. WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone on frequency and those on Echo Link. And stand by one. Okay, I just was getting some feedback from radio. So all is well here. Had a good day. Got some stuff via FedEx. Picked up a nice gadget, a ability to take cassettes and put them on CDs. You know, I need a computer. Just put it in this gadget, and you're able to do all kinds of things with it. And then also take MP3s and feed it into the back of it. So it's kind of a neat little unit. So we got that plugged in and interfaced with the system here, so I'm glad we bought the armoire that we did. It's chock full now, electronica. But, well, a little bit of interesting things was happened this evening. We were sitting here and the power went off. So there's a few of us out in the Route 365 area without power, so got the chance to go out and do a kind of a run through. We probably would have been okay. I think they expect to have the power back on around midnight, so they say. But went out and fired up the generator and hooked up the cable, went down and threw the switch on the box down there. It's a different transfer. It's not the way they... This is a newer system, and so there's no way of backfeeding the system. Anyway, so the house is warm. Of course, we got the wood stove, and it's about 70 degrees in here. And we've got running water, so the thing will run the pump and all that. So it's all good. So just an evening when the power comes back on, generator runs for about 12 hours. I guess I'll just go out and shut it off and go down and throw a switch, and we'll have the national grid. So that's about it. Nice to test the systems out. I knew it would happen sooner or later. We spent the money on it, and now we got a chance to use it. WA to you.
All right, John. I understand they had some issue like that there last night with National Grid up on Potato Hill and up that way, so must be something going on. But it's good to get that generator fired up and run it for a while. You know, most of the time when you buy a generator, your power never goes out again. So, I guess you can consider yourself lucky there then. All right, John. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. And we'll move over to the other side of the couch there to KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's up?
KC2YXN here. Well, we're generator powered, and there's about 100 people in our area that are without power. So hopefully we've got enough people around with generators, but it shouldn't be out that long. So if you keep your freezer shut, you'll be all set. But thanks for doing that, Jeff. And I heard some sleet against the window. We didn't think we'd have that, but I think we did. So, but great to hear everybody in this evening. KC2YXN.
All right, Kathy. Well, you guys stay warm up there, and hopefully that power won't be out too much longer. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT for ID. We'll move over to KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I just got back from town, went to the town, gassed up, and it's 22 degrees out there, and it was raining on the way back up. It was just freezing on the windshield. Even the defroster wouldn't keep it clear. I had to run the windshield washers to be able to see on the way back up the hill. So that's my extent of venturing out tonight. I'm done. I'm gonna lock up and call it a night. Over.
All right, Ray. Yeah, I had that happening earlier to me today. He's much earlier, like 5 o'clock. I noticed the same thing on the truck windshield when I went into town. So you're not the only one, and hopefully we won't get any serious rain. So, all right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. Our EchoLink station here, KA3TFB. That's Bill over there in Warrendale or Wexford, depending on where he is tonight. What's going on?
Roger, KA3TFB. Good evening to everybody there on the New York net there. We had rains here since noontime. It got heavy here this afternoon. Rain would just pour off the gutters, off the roof. We could hear it outside. And we're supposed to stay above freezing all night until sometime tomorrow, where it starts to get a little colder. I've heard the stories of 6 inches of snow on the way. I've heard stories of 2 inches of snow. I've heard a little bit of ice. Those in the Monongahela River area will experience some flooding. That is promised for the high water levels. And I'm going to try to stay dry tonight. I feel for the ones who have no power. Life without power in KA3TFB domain would be miserable. No TV, no radio per se. I can't cook, can't heat anything up, can't take a hot... Well, anyhow, enough said about that. I just feel for those who don't have power. Perhaps in another hour it will be on. Hey, good hearing from everybody. Thanks for being there, and thanks for letting me come in through the EchoLink system. This is KA3TFB over to KDTIAT in the group, and I wish everyone a nighty night.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully that rain won't wash you guys out over there. So, yeah, we're supposed to get a little bit of rain, freezing rain here, and I don't know how much rain it'll end up being here, but we'll see. If I can get the snow off my roof, I'll be happy. We'll see what happens. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KD2AIT.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting. We've had a mix of quite a bit of snow today, blowing and drifting and all that sort of stuff, and some freezing rain and mixed in with it. And it's low below, 32. So it's been kind of a nasty day for the most part, starting with the afternoon. And I think right now we're down to just freezing mist and fog. But I guess quite a few of the roads are bad shape as usual, So anyways, nothing new this winter. And that's kind of March temperature actually when you come right down to it. Okay, very good. 7 degrees all around. KA2 Zanza.
All right, Jack, well, stay dry up there, and thanks for checking in. Your signal sound good tonight, and maybe we'll catch up here with you later. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Just a work day for me, nothing out of the ordinary here, and got a work day tomorrow. So, a lot of little projects to get done here this winter. Anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Last call.
N2PFM was a further for you.
Go ahead, George.
I saw something. I haven't heard back from Pete yet, but I saw something on the internet of them selling Windows 7 to install on your computers and that. But then it's saying on it, upgrade to Windows 10. Last I knew, that thing was Windows 8.1. I don't know, there's a Windows 10 now, or could you kind of clue me in a little on what's going on there, M2PFM?
Well, as far as I know, it hasn't been released yet, but it's out in beta. Windows 10 is going to be a free upgrade. They're not going to charge for Windows 10. So don't pay for any upgrades anytime soon, if you want my opinion. I'd wait for it to come out. I know that the beta, it's out in the public, but I don't know if they're still offering it or not. But usually, in the past, whenever the beta's gotten this far, the release wasn't that much further down the line.
Well, you got me totally lost on this beta and everything. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I think what you're saying is it's sort of like under wraps right now, and and it will be released shortly then, essentially as, I'm not sure if you mean as an upgrade to Windows 7, or if this is going to be a new one that's going to supersede Windows 8.1 and 2PFM.
By beta, I mean beta testing. Once they come up with the operating system, they test it in-house, and then you call that alpha testing, and then you want to get it out to your beta testers, your B testers, and get them to test the operating system, see what bugs they can find, and then your final, release is your release. So this will be a whole new operating system. So it'll replace Windows 8.x, whatever it may be. And they're not going to have a Windows 9 because they didn't want the headers when it communicates and tells, when your browser communicates to other websites, it'll say your Windows 95 or Windows 98. They didn't want that to be confused for Windows 9. So anyway, they went right to Windows 10. So that'll be the next operating system. It should be out any time now. And like I said, they're going to offer it to the public for free. As far as I understand, there'll still be licensing for commercial applications, but you know, for commercial, you know, businesses and whatever, but for personal and private use, as far as I know, it'll be free.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much. That just about answered everything I had to ask. Okay, thanks. God bless. Have a good one, and I'll be glad when that, well, Jack would say all the good stuff is over with. So say God bless 73s. Thanks, and to TFM clear.
No problem, George. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Bill up there in Outer Lake, John, Kathy, Ray, and Bill out there in Warrendale, and Jack for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT in the group, KA3TFB, a good net. Thanks for being there. Good evening to everyone. We'll be signing off through the EchoLink system. KA3TFB clear, 99.
The stations are about to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations cannot be. This is N2WBX. Good evening. KA2ZNZ, N2WBX, do you copy?
Okay, I've been completely wiped out by a disaster and some kind of a net. Sorry about that, folks. Again, this is KA2ZNZ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in. Again, if you did, a few minutes ago, I couldn't hear the thing. So, please try it again.
KA2ZNZ, this is N2WBX. I have no traffic.
N2WBX, so Dennis, thank you for checking in.
In front of AOW, good evening, Jack.
N5AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations. Any additional stations for Oxen tonight? We'll be without traffic. Checking in. Much appreciated. 73 is below. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.